It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We are about a week away from the blue-white game, and even if you didn't win the free RV that we gave away, GoPSURV still has a great deal for you. $350, starting at $350 for a group of four. You arrive Friday, your RV will be ready for you. You can stay through Sunday morning. A free 409tailgateclub.com meal is included. Free shuttle to and from the game. Enjoy the ultimate tailgate experience. Contact Mark today for more details. 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com for more info. For the best single game RV in Happy Valley, check out GoPSURV.com. Hi, Ross. How you doing?
You know what? Not that great, actually.
Food coma?
Correct. I only slept like 4 hours last night. I got in late coming back from the broadcast boot camp in Bowling Green.
How State is Bowling University. Green? I saw you on said
they actually have pretty good facilities. I've been in general. I'm impressed with the MAC facilities. You know, they're, I think because of the TV money and because they get multiple games against
those Tuesday games pay off,
and multiple games against FBS powerhouses. You know, they actually have pretty good facilities. Like it's a big upgrade from even like FCS. Seeing them. So anyway, I didn't get much sleep, and I was fine with that, Andy, until I just had two ginormous plates
in 4 minutes.
409 Tailgate Club. I just, for the listeners, it's the best thing ever. If you're not taking advantage of all the stuff they have, you're just doing it wrong. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
You're doing barbecue wrong.
You're doing barbecue wrong. So anyway, I need to figure out how to regroup because I could really use a nap like right now, like this second.
I could put my eyes shut for 30 seconds.
I could put my head down, but I'll make it. I'll be all right.
All right, so we're in the midst of the annual Ross Tucker recruiting class rankings. We're ranking all 23 players from the new 2019 class. Blah. In order, we started at 23. We're working our way to one. We've got three more for you this week. Penn State finished with a top 15 class nationally with 18 of the 23 either coming in as four or five star recruits. They finished second overall in the Big Ten behind Michigan. All right, Ross, your disclaimer. Go ahead, sir.
Well, as we get higher and higher on the list, I don't really need to do the disclaimer because
this would be the last week.
This might be the last one, but all these kids are really good.
Yep.
I go back and I watch again, and I think, man, do I really have guys ahead of these guys? Because they're all that good, but somebody has to be somewhere in the list. And I will say this: this is important. My rankings are primarily based on underclassmen video,
right?
Like their junior video, and I think in Keaton Ellis's case, maybe his sophomore video,
correct?
And now it's based on their senior video, so that changes things a little bit.
So let's recap. We're going to recap where we've come from, and then we'll pick up where we're going. 23 was Anthony Wiggin, offensive tackle. 22. Defensive end Joseph Darkwa. 22 was wide receiver TJ Jones, or 21, excuse me. 20 was cornerback Daquan Hardy. I got the numbers. 19, running back Noah Kane. 18, defensive end Smith Vilbert. All right, we're on to 17. Defensive back Marquise Wilson, 6 foot, 175-pound, three-star corner from Windsor High School in Windsor, Connecticut. Number 41 ranked corner in the country, the number 5 player out of Connecticut, and he's number 408 overall nationally. All yours, Ross.
Well, I specifically, by the way, watched Marquise Wilson right after I watched Keaton Ellis. Because we're talking about Keaton Ellis. He's one of the three we're discussing this week as well. And
right.
That's the best way to kind of compare them. And the one thing I will say about Marquise Wilson is he's playing in some like Connecticut prep school league. I mean, you got a lot of future doctors out there. You got a lot of future lawyers out there. I mean, some of these poor kids, his first play, he takes this like skinny little receiver and puts him 10 yards into the sideline.
I saw that
over
as well.
On the bench. So, I, you know, that's one of the things that, in all sincerity, is a real challenge for college coaches because your only video of them actually playing football, you're kind of at the mercy of who they're playing against. So I think that benefits some kids. I think it hurts others. He's really talented. I think the thing I appreciate the most from, I think all players, but especially guys in the secondary, is that when you can see that they can really think the game.
I agree.
And because it's funny because I talked to the Bowling Green football team Tuesday night, and I just told them, like, everybody, all high school and college kids think it's like height, weight, speed, the combine stuff, right?
Right.
But you get to the NFL, and it's really the guys with the best technique and the guys that think the game the best.
Right.
And so I appreciated Marquise Wilson. Showed a willingness to be physical in press coverage. Showed a willingness to hit when he had to tackle. He is special when the ball is in the air with body control and getting – interceptions. He had about a million on that tape. He's really good run after catch, really good after he gets an interception. He must have had like five pick sixes on his video. Tremendous instincts. You know, like he's playing zone coverage and he's got the flat, but he sees the quarterback's going to throw it
right
behind him, so he drops back and picks it off. It's he's an impressive player with the caveat that he's really not going against anybody. So right. It makes it really tough to see how he would do against better competition. But he totally dominated, you know, the doctor and lawyers of the future league up there in Connecticut. And it was impressive. He's a nice player. And it sounds like we talked about this a couple weeks ago that he got off to a good start in spring ball as well.
Yeah, he's a ball hawk that reads and sees the game faster than anybody else on the field.
Yeah,
he cheats at times, though, too. He cheats and comes off his coverage when he sees it because he's so fast. Is he better at press than off, or did you see it as equal?
I thought equal, which I think maybe a little bit better at off, but what I like about it is that he showed he can do both. Again, we always talk about it, but he checked all the boxes.
All right, we're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, quarter number two, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea, Bob Flounder sitting in with us. 2019 recruiting rankings as done by Ross continue. We're down to number 16. Did I say that right, Bob? Down. Yeah, we're moving down from high to low.
You're on a roll. You're on a roll.
I actually think we're moving up.
We're moving up.
All right. Yeah, we're moving up.
All right. You're in his head again.
Great. Offensive guard Salim Wormley, 6'3", 315-pound four-star from Smyrna High School in Smyrna, Delaware. Number 18-ranked offensive guard in the country, number one player from Delaware, and he is inside the top 300 overall nationally.
Smyrna?
You
said Smyrna.
You were thinking of Smirnoff, you booze hound.
It's Smyrna.
Smyrna.
Buddy of mine who's a huge Penn State fan, and his parents retired to Penn State. After mm-hmm. they went there, after all of their kids were out, they live in Penn State and go to every Penn State sporting event.
State College, by the way.
Yeah, he was State College. There you go. He was the once the superintendent at Smyrna, so I know that.
All right.
Before he moved to Reading, Salim Wormley, really, really like him.
I like him too.
I watched him again. Okay, so here's the thing: he's not like the best athlete.
He is not.
He moves okay. His lower body is ginormous, but he's about as nasty of a dude as they've gotten in a while. He's very similar to CJ Thorpe's video. Like, if I could only watch one video from this class, it might be Salim Wormley, just because nothing's more fun to me than watching poor high school kids get sumo wrestler splashed by a total mammoth monster like Salim Wormley. And again, you know, the Smyrna League is not going to be confused with the SEC.
Right.
But it's still fun to watch him just demoralize these kids. You know, I mean, that's what we need for the future of our country, is just demoralizing the young people by smashing their heads into the ground like Salim Wormley did over and over again. He's an inside guy all the way. Okay. I don't think he's long enough or athletic enough to play outside, but he's kind of the prototype that you're looking for a guard. Like, he's got that NFL guard body, like 6'3", 320, powerful, nasty. My only hope is that he can pass block better than C.J. Thorpe. And my concern is, I don't think there was a single play on the video of pass blocking.
I didn't see one either.
Maybe
that's what
one?
I wrote down.
Now, you know what? They might not throw the ball that much, but maybe one. But he is fun to watch.
Yeah, the one where he clipped two kids in a matter of like
I love it.
Two steps. I love awesome. Him. All right, let's keep going. Last one for this week. Number 15, defensive back Keaton Ellis. 6 foot, 185-pound four-star from State College High School, just a few miles from Beaver Stadium. He enrolled early. Number 31 ranked corner in the country. Number 2 in the state of Pennsylvania. And number 310 nationally. I'm a
so,
fan.
So, yeah, you're a fan, and you've been saying this for weeks, but I don't really listen or care that much about what you say for
gotcha.
Weeks. So it didn't really matter till I watched the video.
Okay.
But he is really good. Like, I'll be curious to see if I still really think there's 14 kids better after we do the rest of these rankings.
Right.
I think I'd only watched his sophomore video.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Or maybe his first four games of his junior year or something. So he is a better version of Marquise Wilson to me. They are very similar. Press coverage, physical. He looks a little longer to me than Marquise Wilson, maybe a little bit faster. His body control is spectacular. He is an excellent player. And to Bob's point in quarter one about Penn State identifying guys early and seeing that they're going to project to get better, Keaton Ellis is a great example of that because I thought I kind of shrugged my shoulders when they offered him. And when he went there, I was like, okay, State College kid. He's pretty good.
Right.
He is really good. Explosive. Incredibly instinctive. Like, you talk about thinking the game and being smart. He baits quarterbacks into throwing it to who he wants. And then he goes and gets it. He is a really good player that I think could play early. Like, I can picture him playing this year if they need him to.
I agree. I'd seen him each of the last 3 years. I saw him twice the senior year. But the first time I saw him his senior year, like, I'd seen him, knew he was good, thought he was okay. And then when I saw him against Harrisburg this year, I was like, wow. Okay, somebody got a lot better. Like, you couldn't miss him on the football field. And they were playing Harrisburg.
Yeah.
That's when you know, like, okay, this kid got
a lot better.
Well,
he had like
better.
Three picks in the Harrisburg game. And Those are some, I mean, they were the 6A in the state championship game. They had some real deal dudes.
His off coverage got so much better. All right, that'll do it for this week from the Labatt Studio for quarter number two. Ask Ross is next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.